Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Are the Bills getting a pass today after losing that game last night? They had some opportunities, close game, and Josh Allen trying to get the quarterback sneak. Should they have gone for it? Should they have kicked the field goal? I had no problem with them going for it. You know, in the moment, I thought, okay, go for it. Go for the win. You're always taught, at least I remember being taught, go for the win on the road because you don't want to factor in the home crowd. And go for the win if you have that opportunity. And they went for the win, didn't work out. Here's Josh Allen talking about the failed fourth down.
Didn't work out in our favor, obviously. Didn't have the greatest footing. It happens, game of inches. The play before was pretty close, too. Didn't turn out in our favor today. We were 2-5 in the red zone. We can't do that against a team like this. You know, a lot should have, could have, would us. I got no doubt that, you know, we're going to use this to fuel us and be ready to go in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, you got a guy who's 6'5", weighs whatever he weighs, and you would think you could get maybe a yard. That's all you needed. You get that yard, you're going to win that game. Derrick Henry had one great run, 76 yards, but for the most part, Buffalo kind of held him in check. But that's one of those wins for Tennessee that puts them at 4-2, the same as Buffalo, but I don't think we look at those teams the same. If you're looking at the rankings, the hierarchy in the AFC, it's still Buffalo and probably the Baltimore Ravens after the win against the Chargers. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Did you guys see the little Twitter beef between Shannon Sharpe and DK Metcalf? I don't know how it started because Shannon Sharpe was doing what he's supposed to do. He's an analyst, had a hot take, not even a hot take. DK Metcalf, in Shannon Sharpe's eyes, was trying to be a hero. And instead of going out of bounds so the Seahawks could kick a field goal against the Steelers, and this went back and forth. Sharp called out Metcalf, claiming that Metcalf was playing, quote, hero ball by trying to score the game-winning touchdown instead of setting up a game-tying field goal. Metcalf then responded, "Stop questioning me, little boy." Sharp said there's nothing to question, that it's a, quote, dumbass play. And then it felt like DK Metcalf did not know what Shannon Sharp's career is all about, because somebody then pulled up his resume, and Sharp said Metcalf should pray his accomplishments will match Sharp's. Metcalf goes, "Continue to gossip, you washed-up wannabe." Somebody needs to pull DK Metcalf to the side and say, slow your roll there. It's a Hall of Fame tight end, one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history. And what he said was not a hot take. You know what? DK Metcalf should have said, you're right, I should have gone out of bounds. That's it. Not, don't question me, little boy. Yeah, see.
DK Metcalf's best play is still on defense.
When he ran down Buda Baker?
Yeah, it's like his whole career is that play.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
These are the two of the most jacked guys in NFL history. They should have like a bench off to settle this. And you prorate the number because Shannon Sharp, he's like 50, 53 or something. A bench off and settle it.
Yeah.
Or a pose contest.
Yes, Todd.
Or God forbid in this day and age, how about no response?
Yeah.
Do you have to say something back every time someone calls you out?
But that's somebody who didn't do their homework. They had no idea what Shannon Sharp's resume is. And as obvious it is for us, because we know he's a Hall of Famer, but he's doing his job. Now, could he have said something different than trying to play hero ball there? Whatever set DK Metcalf off. But I would say that coming from a level of expertise, Shannon Sharp has every right to be able to say what he said about DK Metcalf, because it's true. Get out of bounds. This program brought to you by Halloween Kills on Peacock. Mike Myers. Michael Myers is back again, not over. A new terrifying chapter of the record-setting Halloween franchise is back. Halloween Kills in theaters now, but also streaming on Peacock. Great t-shirts available. DanPatrick.com, the Justin Herbert-inspired tee for Charger fans. Football is fun. Aaron Rodgers still owns the Bears, that t-shirt, and a lot more available at DanPatrick.com. Jamie Lee Curtis is in Halloween Kills.
Really?
Yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s, she's first ballot Hall of Fame.
She was great in that movie. When that first came out, that was Jamie Lee Curtis. Hello, welcome to my life.
I'd be willing to be chased and my life threatened to meet Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Like my guy with the butcher knife in 1983, fine.
You would let her have the butcher knife?
Oh, whatever.
Jason? Yeah.
You kidding?
McLovin, the poll question for the final hour.
Okay, who will win the MVP this year in the NBA? Kevin Durant has a slight lead over a surprise second place. Damian Lillard, I put on the poll.
Oh, okay.
Got a lot. Then Giannis, then Steph Curry, then LeBron. And Joel Embiid got 0.0 votes.
But who would have thought that the Joker would have been MVP?
Right.
But Embiid was second last year.
Yeah.
It just felt like the Joker had one of those years, sort of like Russell Westbrook had, where you go, all right. Like, if you watch the Joker play, you're going, man, how does he get away with doing it that way? But he's a really good passing big man. Denver was playing really well, and it felt like, you know, he was checking all the boxes, the, you know, statistical boxes there. But do I think the Joker will ever win another MVP? I don't. But I think we're waiting for Luka's team to take the next step. And I don't know what style, because there was clearly tension with Luka and Rick Carlisle. There was clearly tension with Kristaps Porzingis and Luka and maybe Rick Carlisle. And now Rick Carlisle goes to Indiana. Do we know where all the head coaches are?
Do we know where any of them are is a better question.
All right, run down the coaches. And let's see if we can name the coaches. You want to give the name and we give the team. How's that?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Okay.
All right.
This is not going to be easy because there's a lot of new coaches.
Okay.
All right. Nate McMillan.
Nate McMillan was in Indiana. Yes, Paulie.
I think he got an extension from the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
Yes.
Good call.
He was, yeah, I think he might have been interim and got an extension. Ime Udoka.
He's with the Celtics.
Yeah. Steve Nash.
He's still with the Nets.
Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan?
Billy Donovan is with your Chicago Bulls.
Oh. Fantastic. I was going to go Florida Gators for a return trip.
He's going Thunder on that one.
How about J.B. Bickerstaff? It's a great Irish pub down by the Times Square.
Oh, I love Bickerstaffs.
JB's Bickerstaffs.
Yeah, I love it.
He's at Cleveland Cavs head coach.
Cleveland Cavs.
You just mentioned Jason Kidd in Mavs. Dallas. Michael Malone.
Don't call him Mike. He's with the Nuggets.
Dwayne Casey. There's no reason anyone should
Pistons.
Know. Yeah. Steve Kerr, obviously, with the Warriors. Steven Silas.
He's with Houston.
Yep.
I felt bad for him with what happened with Harden.
Rick Carlisle, you betcha the Pacers.
Pacers.
Tyronn Lue, I think everyone knows.
Yeah.
No.
Frank Vogel, everyone knows.
Yeah.
Taylor Jenkins?
You're making that up.
Yes, Todd.
I'm going to guess Minnesota.
That's a great guess. That's Chris Finch in Minnesota. Taylor Jenkins is a Memphis Grizzlies coach, according to this list.
Okay.
Spoelstra still in Miami. Okay, I actually knew this one. Willie Green, because he was a former Sixer. Willie Green.
Are you throwing in G League coaches? That's a G League.
Willie Green, did he take over?
Yeah, I think you will know this.
Stan Van Gundy?
Yes. New Orleans.
Pelicans, okay.
Right. Tom Thibodeau, I think he's still in the same team.
Yeah.
Knicks.
Yeah.
Oh, we've tried to say this. Marc Daniel Daigneault.
Montreal.
Marc Daniel.
Marc Daniel.
Marc Daniel.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
I'm not even going to give you guys Jamal Mosley. FBI agent. If anybody guesses, Orlando Magic.
Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Doc Rivers.
Sixers. Wait, Mosley's with?
The Orlando
My
Magic.
My Orlando Magic.
Yes. I'm on, by the way, Wikipedia could be completely full of me because I've never heard these people. Doc Rivers, Sixers. Monty Williams, Suns. Chauncey Billups.
Portland.
Greg Popovich, same. Nick Nurse.
Yeah.
Quinn Snyder.
Yeah.
This one I did not know. Washington Wizards.
Oh, you didn't give the name. Oh, it's...
No, I'll give you a Washington Wizards piece. I think you guys can guess this if you think of that franchise's history.
Yeah, Paul.
They're going to go coachless this year. They're going to sit out the year.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Won't matter.
Be a player coach.
It's Wes Unseld Jr.
Yes. That's nice. Honoring the past. I don't know if he could coach.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
The sad thing is, we didn't know some of these, and he was going exactly in alphabetical order of the city from top to bottom. If you knew the alphabet, you would know what the next one would be.
Yeah, but I had to get Wes Unseld Jr. for Washington. So,
yeah. I know your players too. I didn't read this name because I didn't want to embarrass myself. Is Luke Walton still the coach of the Kings?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for Luke.
Yeah.
All right. Know your players. This one is maybe a little easier. Okay. Kemba Walker.
Knicks.
These are guys who are new teams. Yep.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry.
Miami.
Yeah. Andre Iguodala. You guys probably know this.
The Nets.
No, he signed with the Warriors.
He went back to the Warriors.
Yeah. Lonzo Ball.
My Hornets.
Oh, Chicago.
No. Oh.
Right.
The Melo Ball.
Yeah. Al Horford. He was a Thunder at the end of last year.
He's going to put up 8-4.
Yeah, nobody would have noticed his signing.
Is he with the Nets, too?
No, he signed with the Celts.
Wait, is he back with the Celtics?
He's back with the Celtics, according to this list that was prepared by the BRGs.
Okay.
Okay. Last one, I had no idea. I don't know if anyone knew this one. Kyle Kuzma, former Laker.
But he got traded to Washington.
When? You're right, but I had no idea.
No, the Russell Westbrook Jr. III.
Kyle Kuzma was part of that?
Yeah.
God.
I always forget about Kemba going to the Knicks.
Yeah.
That's always a surprise to me.
Marvin in Tampa. Marvin, what's on your mind today?
It's always an irritation to me to hear about how Michael is the greatest player, when, as you alluded to earlier today, he wouldn't even have won the first championship if Magic hadn't been hurt, let alone win six championships. You think if Magic had been healthy, he couldn't have won at least two or three of those championships?
I don't know, but Magic, I know. Thank you, Mark. I got your point. It's just we pick and choose when you go, oh, yeah, they won that title, but, Kevin Durant suffered the Achilles injury. Or they won that title and Klay Thompson went down. It doesn't happen very often, but we pick and choose when we say, oh, yeah, but they won the title and such got injured. Yeah, McLeod.
Well, the ultimate is the Houston Rockets when Michael was out. Everybody says, yeah, they won it,
yeah.
But Michael was out. But they might have won it anyway.
You know what? If you're going to put an asterisk by it, it's better than not winning it. If it means I won a title and you question it, that's okay. Like, you don't have a different parade when you win a title and there's an asterisk by it. You know, I'm going to guess Milwaukee had a blast. The Houston Rockets had a blast when they won back-to-back titles. Yeah, McLovin.
Nobody talks about the COVID shortened year. There's no asterisk with those, and I don't think there should be. Like the
but Dodgers. I don't know what the asterisk would be. Everybody's in the same building.
Right.
Like there's the same hurdles there with COVID.
For it's everybody. Almost harder.
I thought it was, and then I've had people say to the contrary that what I'm saying is crazy. I thought that the Lakers winning that title when they were in the bubble, I mean, that is degree of difficulty was higher than what it would be normally, in my opinion. But then you'd have, well, you didn't have home court advantage or... Yeah, well, neither did the Lakers, you know. Like, nobody had a home court advantage. Yes, McLeod.
Yeah, you got a truer sense of the best team, probably, because it's totally equal.
That was my opinion on it, but, you know, who am I?
They were going to win that. With a healthy LeBron and a healthy Anthony Davis, they were going to beat everybody that year.
Felt like.
Even if you had 82 games.
Yeah, it felt like. More phone calls coming up. By the way, don't sleep on the start time Dodgers game. It's afternoon. It's 5 o'clock East Coast time, 2 o'clock local, with the Braves and Dodgers, and then you got the night game with the Astros and the Red Sox. Yeah, Paul.
If you're in Los Angeles, do you sick out to go to the game, or do you just tell your boss, "Hey, I'm going to the game"? Be honest. Does it depend on the coolness factor of your boss?
No.
Like if you worked at an insurance company in Los Angeles and you got to finish out the day, that means you're going to miss the game. Both on the you can't even watch on your computer probably.
Well, that would be the key. Can I somehow watch the game if I can't get to the game, but just watching the game? Yes, Todd.
I think you're honest about it, and you tell the, if you don't have a presentation or you got all your work done and everything, just tell the boss you can enjoy the game and not have the guilt that somehow he'll find out where you went or something like that. Just do that.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Okay. Why have that on your head all night? I can't believe I lied to my boss. Someone's going to rat me out, or he's going to see me on TV or find out somehow I went.
Thank you, Tom.
Who needs that? You're welcome.
No, okay. The Seahawks apparently reached out to Cam Newton. I don't know why they did, but, you know, Russ is going to be back probably in 2 weeks. Why do you want to bring in Cam Newton? And is he that much of an upgrade right now with Geno Smith, who's been in that system, and you're going to bring in Cam Newton? Well, Pete Carroll admitted that he did talk to Cam Newton about it. Cam got vaccinated. And I thought if he gets vaccinated and then there's an injury that's a season-ending injury to a quarterback, then maybe Cam Newton gets a chance. And I still believe that's the case, but not in Seattle because Russ will be back. And I think Geno Smith has done okay. You know, you have a placeholder there for 2 more weeks, and then Russell Wilson will be back. We'll talk some football. Peter Schrager from the NFL Network will join us coming up as well. Does he see the Lions maybe benching Jared Goff before the game with the Rams coming up this weekend? Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Finding it harder to compete with the younger guys at the gym or the office? Time for M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle, giving you that energy to fight back against aging so you can compete every single day. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe, or visit mdrivedan.com. You get it delivered right to your door. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. We're all getting older. That doesn't mean we still can't show the younger guys a thing or two. M-Drive gives your body the T-support it needs to compete and win. M-Drive is not for everyone. It's only for the driven. Visit mdrivedan.com or you can go to Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. You get more strength, more energy, and T-support to fuel your daily drive. M-Drive. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan, with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Update the poll results, McLovin.
Who's going to win the NBA MVP? KD is leading, but Damian Lillard is right behind him.
All right. Love Dame. Peter Schrager, the popular co-host, NFL Network's Good Morning Football, FoxSports.com senior national writer. And he is on Good Morning Football. He is Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Also this week, working with the Browns and Broncos. That'll be Thursday Night Football for Fox, Amazon Prime, and the NFL Network. Peter joining us on the program. Pete, the possibility of Derrick Henry winning the MVP is what?
Strong national spotlight game. I think he needed that. He's been doing it. He's on pace to have one of the greatest running back seasons ever, and that's with a 16-game season or a 17-game season. But last night was big. A lot of times with the MVP and with these voting, it's what you do on Monday and Sunday night when the entire country is watching, and you get that, oh, okay, the numbers are there. He's throwing his team on his back. They're 4-2. I think they're going to win that division pretty handedly. If they can stay healthy enough to win that division, and he can break all these records that it looks like he's on pace to do, I think he's going to be considered in the conversation, which is so fascinating because I don't know if there's another running back in the league who's even in the conversation at the top 20 in the MVP right now.
When you look at Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record, do you think that there's a running back? I don't know if it's that's a record that's breakable, but if you're going to try to handicap a running back in today's game, is Derrick Henry, you know, the last that we'll see that could come close to something like that?
I think so. And we try to throw other names out. Like this offseason, it was like, actually, Nick Chubb might be Alvin Kamara without Breeze. And like, it's just not like that. McCaffrey can't stay healthy. These other guys aren't in the same conversation. Henry does it year after year after year after year. I said today on Good Morning Football, if he doesn't take another snap his entire NFL career, he has a Hall of Fame argument to be made. He's won the rushing title twice. He's carried his team to the playoffs twice. He's had big playoff moments in Baltimore, in New England. And what he's doing this season might be his coup de grace. So I don't think there will be another one like him, just the way these offenses are built and just the way that he's built. Najee Harris was the first running back taken in this year's NFL draft. He's a nice player. He's going to have a great NFL career. Is he ever going to be Derrick Henry? No, I don't know if anyone will. Just the way that they use him and the way that he gets better and better as the seasons go on.
Yeah, but I don't know. So you're saying Derrick Henry has a Hall of Fame resume right now if his career ended?
I think so. He's the best of his generation. I think if you write the history of the NFL, who was the best in his generation? Adrian Peterson's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Who's the next one? You can't just say there's not going to be a running back for 15 years, and he's the guy. It's going to be a nice five-year window in NFL history where he's going to be first-team All-Pro every year. I can make the argument that if he never takes a snap, he's in the conversation. Does he get in? I don't know. If Terrell Davis gets in with six seasons of great numbers and what Derrick Henry is doing is eclipsing all of that, except for the Super Bowl rings, of course, I think there's a conversation to be had for Derrick Henry in the Hall of Fame.
I was wondering about Lamar Jackson because he doesn't have a running back, that maybe he is more valuable to his team than any other player right now. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And what Lamar's doing this year is doing it. He's skinning the cat a little differently than 2019. He's throwing more. He's making plays without that great running back duo behind him, which at that year was obviously Mark Ingram and Justice Hill and all those guys that were there with him. It is the Lamar show on offense, and he's doing it without Nick Boyle, his top tight end, who blocks for him, and with a bunch of receivers who have not really elevated their games yet. To me right now, the MVP, it changes week to week, whatever. Right now, if I was to cast my vote, I would have a very hard time deciding between Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, and I'm going to throw a third name in here that might get a big hoot from the Danettes. I think Derek Carr's in the conversation. Derek Carr is having an outstanding season. They're 4-2, and if this team can do this without John Gruden as head coach and with them not missing a beat and getting the best out of this team, it's going to be because of Derek Carr. I would keep an eye on Derek Carr. There's going to be a lot of people watching these Raiders over the next few weeks. And if they don't combust.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. The Danettes went away.
Here we go.
I can't put Derek Carr in front of Kyler Murray. Can't do it. No, can't. I think you need a nap.
I've been up for a lot of hours.
I think
Kyler's Kyler 6-0, he's in the conversation, and I wouldn't argue if he was the MVP right now, but right now with all the stuff that he's got going on with D-Hop and AJ Green and that great defense and JJ Watt, I think that's a collective effort right now. What Derek Carr's doing in Las Vegas with the burden that he'll have on his shoulders moving forward with the head coach being replaced in the fashion that he was, I think they're I love doing this. This is classic sports radio. There's an argument that can be made without me saying he is the MVP.
The Bills getting off the hook here with what happened last night. You know, they I think a lot of everybody thought they were going to win this game.
I was one of them.
Yeah.
Is there a bit of hubris with this Bills team that they beat the Chiefs and they're like, all right, it's done. Let's call it a season. Yeah. We're good. They looked good last night. The defense, though, got some humble pie. I think we were riding high on that Bills defense off of shutouts against, you know, teams like Miami and teams like Houston and then beating up on Washington, which we've seen. But I thought that Chiefs game was like a major moment in this Bills franchise history. Like, we're going to quite figuratively and literally like leap over the Chiefs, which they did. And Josh Allen had that jump. And then to fall the very next week with all the people saying the Bills are the best team in football, the second you finally crown the Bills, they have this loss where the Titans were all sorts of banged up. The Titans, they were down 10 late and they still found a way to win. It's not a good one for the Bills. They certainly don't walk away going into the bye saying, oh, I feel great about Buffalo. And yet their upcoming opponents, Jaguars, Dolphins, Jets, Colts, they'll be fine.
He's Peter Schrager, co-host of NFL Network's Good Morning Football. You start to look at contenders and those who are not contenders. The Lions, Dan Campbell called out Jared Goff, says he's going to shake things up. It's a team that's winless. You've got Goff going back to the Rams. Could you see Jared Goff being benched for that game? Because nobody knows Jared Goff the way the Rams know Jared Goff. Could you see Dan Campbell making a quarterbacking change going into that game this weekend?
I made the joke on Good Morning Football. It's like, when Brady went back to New England, you know, the folks at NBC did the Adele video. What are you doing with Jared Goff going back to LA? Like, do we have something for it? It's the opposite of hello. It might be goodbye. No, he's going to play. I'd be shocked if Campbell did anything. I think that was a little bit of a rattle your cage, but I watched that whole press conference. There were about 10 questions about Goff in which he was supporting him. And finally, he relented and he's like, yes, he needs to step up, but everyone needs to step up. The talent deficiency on that roster compared to other teams in the league is vast. I'm not making any excuses for Jared Goff. He's never won a game without McVay. It would be great for him to shock the world and get one here, but he's not likely going to do that. It's going to be a rough season for the Lions. I think they knew that. I don't know if I'm all for, and I can't control a man's emotions, but when you cry on the podium in week 5, and then the team loses 27-0 at home to the Bengals the following week, you've got to pace yourself now, okay? So now, Dan Campbell, it's week 6. We're going into week 7. I would imagine they get blown out against the Rams. That's going to be Stafford looking to make a statement. How do you handle the next 10 weeks? And I want to see what kind of fortitude not only Goff, but the head coach has to get through this thing, because you could cry once, you could maybe cry twice, three times, then you might lose the team with that kind of stuff. So we'll see. He's a ball of emotion, the coach. The quarterback is going through it right now. Would love to see them fight in this game on Sunday. I'm just not sure I see it.
It feels like everything's good with Jacksonville. They got a win. Nobody's talking about Urban Meyer, right? Is he kind of survive the storm here?
There was some other news last week, and I think everyone looked at the Urban Meyer situation and said, all right, we're moving on to a different topic. And I say that flippantly. It was a terrible week for the NFL. It was a horrific week for the NFL. But Jacksonville, they got out of town. Well, that was all going on our network and on your network, and everyone was dealing with the fallout of what was a chilling, chilling few days. Jacksonville left the country. Urban Meyer news kind of faded to the background, and they focused on winning a football game that they probably had no right winning at the end there. There were some defensive questions on Miami, and then the Jaguars stole one there. Now they come back, and it's like, okay, let's get above water. We got the bye. Let's come out of this thing, and we'll see what we can do. But I don't think anyone's calling for Urban Meyer's head right now, and I certainly don't think that franchise is collapsing by any means under Urban Meyer, whether it would happen in Columbus, Ohio or not.
Aaron Rodgers with his shout out to the Bears fans. It's almost like it felt like Aaron was playing the role of victim. Like, you guys yelled at me and flipped me off, and I'm going to yell back at you. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers owning the Chicago Bears comment?
It was something, huh? I get that as like his like farewell moment. You know, that was like his walk off. I don't think he's gonna necessarily play in that building as a division rival moving forward. So that was kind of maybe his last one. But what was funny was Kyle Brandt in our show was like, you know, it might be a straw man. I don't know if anyone actually was giving him the middle finger. And then we got 1,000 tweets from Bears, from Packers fans, of like a million Bears fans giving him the middle finger. I'm like, yes, no, they were, they absolutely were. I guess he got caught up in the emotion of that thing. I have no problem with it. And I don't love that kind of stuff a lot of times, but the nature of that history of that rivalry and the respect that he has shown some of those Bears players over the years, whether it be Urlacher or Peanut or Lance Briggs, earlier in the week saying those guys should be Hall of Famers. I kind of liked it. It was such a play. It was such a moment. It was raw emotion, something we don't always get from these guys.
Yeah. The other topic that I found interesting, and you know how this goes, Pete, it goes week to week, where Jimmy Johnson says, hey, I would take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes on the Fox pregame show. It opened the door for everybody to go, I'd take Justin Herbert over Patrick. I go, what just happened? What happened? Like, all of a sudden, everybody has decided that they're off the Patrick Mahomes bandwagon. Then he throws a couple of picks against Washington. You know, the vitriol there, you know, Twitter just like, yep, you know. He's washed. Oh, my God. They're stuck with that contract now with Patrick.
That was the craziest one. All the contract experts came out of the woodwork on Twitter. And they're like, look at what they're stuck with. Almost making this argument that like they would undo that contract if they could. And I shouldn't be so dismissive of it, because they've been really sloppy this year. And he's, you know, got 8 interceptions. He had 6 all last year. And some of these interceptions are not on him. And his mother will tell you that over Twitter. And some of them are. But then something happened with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. He has that touchdown to Tyreek. And if you watch the final, I know it's Washington, but if you watch the final 18 minutes of that game, it looked like the Chiefs of old. And they just absolutely lit it up. They went from having 10 points to finishing with 31. Mahomes could not be stopped. Tyreek Hill and Kelsey did whatever they wanted. And it was like a little taste of like, don't count us out just yet. And in the same week where we see the Chargers get humbled a bit, we see the Bills get humbled a bit, Chiefs are right behind them. They're 3-3 and they're lurking. It's the last team I would want to face in the playoffs, especially that quarterback.
Rams or the Chargers, all in?
Rams. There's a pressure for the Rams this year that it's like, this is why we are trading future first-round picks. This is why we went out and got this guy. Anything short of that run is a letdown. For the Chargers, I think this is a bit of a house money year. You've got a young quarterback on a rookie contract and a first-year head coach. If they make the playoffs, that's a great season for the Chargers. I don't think anyone's talking actual Super Bowl right now. Maybe they get there. But the Rams, I think it would be a disappointment if they didn't make that game.
But imagine what a Super Bowl would do for Matthew Stafford's career.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Ryan at least has an MVP.
Yeah.
And yeah, he had the appearance in the Super Bowl.
And what it would do moving forward, that's 2 years in a row that a team said, screw it, let's go get the guy. Like, let's go get the guy, whoever it may be. Let's go make a way to happen. Next year, I think there's going to be a lot of conversations about Russell Wilson. It all stems from your very show last year, but it did give a little window into Russell's mindset. And Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, go get the guy. It works. That's what Tampa Bay did, and that is what the Rams did. And they were significantly better right out of the gates because of an upgrade at the most important position. I think, A, it would help redefine his career, obviously, and it would redefine the way we look at Matthew Stafford's entire 13 years in the NFL, but it would also redefine the way you look at an offseason. Yes, build through the draft, but if you can go get your guy at quarterback, go get him.
Okay, more likely to be on a different team next year, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
I think Aaron Rodgers. I think just the way that thing just kind of, we limped into the regular season with one of these deals. We're like, all right, let's see what happens. I don't know how this ends up for either one of these guys. And I know Mike Florio's big on the, hey, if Russell was upset last year with what they did, he's certainly going to be upset this year with what's going on. I just think it's a little trickier with the contract with Russell. And with Rodgers, there is an exit plan, and there's Jordan Love, and there's almost a whetting of the appetite with the Packers fan base that, hey, this might be the last ride. The Russell thing would be a really abrupt change for Seattle.
Yeah, I don't think Russ ends his career there. I don't know. I would be surprised if he's there next year.
Really surprised? You would say you'd have a 50% chance. You'd say it's a greater chance he's not there next
year.
Well,
let's say they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. At some point, Russ is looking at his legacy. I think you have to go back to that you know, a couple of days after the Super Bowl when he came on. He saw Brady still being Brady, and he saw Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and probably says, what about me? Like, he's now thinking bigger picture, what's my legacy going to be? He's not winning anything in Seattle. And I think everybody, Brady opened everybody's eyes to quarterback empowerment. And I think that's where Russ said, I want to have a say. I want to be able to say who we're going to draft or bring in. Aaron Rodgers wanted to have a say. Deshaun Watson wanted to have a say. I think Russ just said, hey, is anybody going to listen to me? That's why I think he was shouting from the mountaintops when he came on. I don't think anything's different. You know, same head coach, same GM, same philosophy. I just get the feeling Russ is going to go, I got to win another championship here. I've only got one. I want to be one of the greats of all time.
He's got two of the best receivers in the sport. He's got an offensive coordinator that he helped handpick. And he is Mr. Seattle if he stays there forever. I mean, that is his city forever, and it's
what
it is.
I know.
But
they're not going to win.
It's going to be tough. And when you give Jamal Adams all that money and you trade your next two first-round picks for a safety, it doesn't help Russell Wilson's cause in any way of saying, hey, we got this much better this offseason.
Thursday night, it's Browns and the Broncos.
On that note.
Got injuries. Everybody's got injuries. How much pressure is on Baker Mayfield this year?
A ton. And it's the contract extension looming, because where do you peg him?
Like, would you give him a contract extension? Would you give him $45 million a year?
I would wait. I would wait to see what we get this season.
Okay.
If you're missing the playoffs and Baker's out there, then what are we getting for that money? And maybe it's time to move on. But like, the Jets knew they weren't doing anything with Sam Darnold. They ripped the Band-Aid off. They said, let's get something for him. The Browns, I think a lot of people thought they would sign him to a deal similar to Josh Allen after last year's playoff run, or, you know, but they haven't. So they're waiting. They're seeing how this thing plays out. And I think Thursday night, if he plays, it's tough as nails for him to play. But gosh, it's a long season. I don't think it's the craziest thing to say, hey, let Keenum have one here on the short week, and then I'll get back in afterwards. We'll see how it plays out, though.
Yeah. You're supposed to build up the hype for Thursday night football.
Do or die, both these teams. I think that's good. I don't need Baker out there. Give me a team that's playing for everything. Both these teams have hit the skids the last few weeks. They need it. How's that for hype?
Okay, now I'm watching. Now I'm going to watch that game. Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater.
Case Keenum revenge game, okay?
Yeah, but there's a few of those. Case has been on a few teams there.
Yes.
Thank you, Pete. Safe travels this week. Always great to catch up with you.
Great catching up. And one name for you, an NBA player, Paul Millsap, a net. I had no idea.
Thank you, Peter. Yes. Paul Millsap. That's confirmed, isn't it, McLovin? Paul Millsap is
in that? Yeah, I agree with Peter. That is the strangest new face in old face in new place.
Yeah. If Paul Millsap and Al Horford walked in, and Joe Johnson, would we be able to tell who's who?
What do they do for busts in the Hall of Very Good? They don't make gold. They probably have like...
a pewter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a pewter bust. Yeah, Paul.
Paul Millsap career salary, Utah, Atlanta, four-time All-Star. Averaging 17 and 9 one year.
Okay.
Saucy.
So he's made over $100 million.
Oh, he did that.
He's probably hitting two.
Isn't that amazing?
He is hitting two. He's at 192 after last year.
Yeah.
Somehow the Nuggets decided to pay him $10 million.
Yeah. Lost half of that in taxes.
And he's only getting $2.6 million with the Nets this year.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dodgers shouldn't be panicking. They're down 2-0 to the Braves. Same situation last year, came back to win the NLCS. And the series has been as close as it could possibly be with those two Atlanta walk-off wins. So now, this afternoon at Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers have beaten the Braves 10 out of the last 11 games. L.A. playing with fire, though, falling behind like this, and every season's different. What they did in last year's playoffs doesn't mean anything this year. And this afternoon, the Braves go with Charlie Morton, he's a big-time pitcher, man. I know he's 37 years of age, but he is a big-time pitcher. The Dodgers go with Walker Buehler, who's had his own playoff successes. And the way this series is going, it's setting up for late-inning drama again. If we have the same result in Game 3 as we did in Games 1 and 2, the Dodgers' reign as defending champs could be over far too soon for fans in Los Angeles. But once again, that's an afternoon game, 2 o'clock local, and then you have the Red Sox and the Astros after that. Yeah, Paulie.
Vegas has the Dodgers just in this game as a heavy favorite.
Yeah.
Individual games, they've been heavy favorites almost every game.
Yeah. Bob in Montana joining us on the program. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, 6'5 and a manly 230.
Okay, a little heavy on the voice here, but what's on your mind, Bob?
Hey, the last time I called you guys was when the Lions made the playoffs, which was only 2,119 days ago. And in honor of their 0-6 start, I wrote a limerick that I hope you guys will be impressed with.
Okay, here is Bob in Montana.
Once again, the Lions go down in defeat. Jeff in Detroit, still a fan. What a feat. Sure, they seem a bit off since they picked up Jared Goff, but they're not as lame as section row seat.
Okay.
Is that a shot?
Thank
something?
You, Bob.
That's
that,
a shot.
Yeah, that's a shot. Yeah,
just wanted to confirm that was a shot.
All right, Bob. Get in there, buddy.
Yeah, all right. It made us laugh. It's a limerick that made us laugh, Todd.
Line two of that limerick was a bit lengthy. I wasn't going to mention it, but since he took a shot in the fifth line.
This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
1933, basketball was introduced in the 1936 Olympic Games. 1988, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson got his boxing license back. Why did he lose it? He bit off someone's ear, Dan. That's not that common in boxing. He bit off Evander Holyfield's ear.
Well, let me ask him. Mike, do you remember what happened?
I know. I thought my trainer said I should fight him, and it turns out he wanted me to bite him.
All right.
You know, I thought that's what I was supposed to do. But then I bit him a second time.
And then you do the laugh.
Let's get along.
No, you never.
You threw a little Mills Landing.
I know, but you.
You bit him, Mike. You bit him. That's taking 2 points off. Yeah, you're supposed to bite him. Just a little nibble.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
That's a license hearing I would like to have a video of. Mike Tyson making his case. Like, did he deny biting the ear off? How do you explain that one when you're going for the hearing?
I don't know what you'd say in defense there.
You just say, I did it, man. I just lost it.
Yeah, I did it. Yes, Todd.
And Evander Holyfield, the real deal's birthday is today. We put it all together.
Oh, what, his ear? Put it all together?
His 59th birthday, which is one of the two scoreboard numbers, so it all comes together.
His ear, same day.
Yeah, his ear is only 43. That part died, and rest in peace.
Take 2 points off for Mike.
Better, Mike. Give it him. Got to deduct a point there. Get back to your corner.
How many people do a Mills Lane impersonation?
No, very few.
Very few.
My little niche thing.
Niche.
Taking 2 points off for biting him. Mike!
Taking that to the Yuck Yuck Club in Tahunga.
Tahunga. Yes, McLean.
Maybe Todd's act would work better if it was 1991 or something.
Everything about Todd is about 1980, 87, 88.
I think I would kill in the mid to late 80s. Now it's like you don't even know what I'm talking about half the time.
Some of the other games, you got Cincinnati at Baltimore. Now, Baltimore roughed up Cincinnati last year. I think the combined totals were like 68-6, something like that. You have Kansas City at Tennessee. And, that's spicy, isn't it? You got Chicago at Tampa. You got Detroit at the Rams. Colts at San Francisco. Not exactly a great slate of games there. Well, you got bye weeks, though, with Dallas and the Chargers. And Buffalo next weekend. Yeah, McLevin.
How can Chiefs-Titans be at 1 o'clock? That's the game of the week.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. It'd feel like that'd be a flex game that you would put in the late in the afternoon. Yeah, I saw where Cowboys Patriots did about, 23.5 million. Isn't that amazing? 4 o'clock game, it's the Cowboys. And they don't go to New England very often. And it was a good game. But still, that's a big number there. That late afternoon game. Yeah, whether it's Fox or CBS, yeah, McLovin.
They also had a note, nearly 30 million people were watching the end of the game at 7:30.
30 million. All right, let's go around the room. Final results of the poll question there, McLovin.
Who's going to win the MVP this year? KD runs away with it, actually.
Okay. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Our friend Adam Lefko likes the Jazz and Nets meeting in the finals has Durant MVP Steph Curry in second.
McLovin?
Peter Schrager is all in on Paul Millsap is a net.
Seton O'Connor.
Adam Lefko loves the Utah Jazz. Yes,
a little too much. Paulie, what did you learn?
Lefko, pantsless.
What did I learn, Todd?
Peter Schrager says even if he didn't play another snap, Derrick Henry is already in the Hall of Fame conversation.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. the 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great things there for you. And sign up for the newsletter. For Seton, Pauly, Fritzy, and McLevin, yours truly, this has been the Dan Patrick Show.
Great job today, Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.